Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. As the Indian monsoon begins its grand dance across the subcontinent, a crucial question arises: will this year's southwest monsoon be a respite from the scorching summer, or will it bring drought and famine to our doorsteps? Let us dive into the details. The very first signs of the southwest monsoon arrived in Kerala on 4th June 2026, a bit behind schedule, but still right on the expected timeline. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has officially confirmed this, although it's worth noting that their initial forecast had it making landfall 3 days earlier. This season's onset is also roughly in line with the normal date set by the IMD, which is 1st June. Now, what does this mean for our understanding of the monsoon's trajectory? Remember this number, 87 centimeters. That's the long period average, LPA, rainfall for the southwest monsoon, based on data from 1971 to 2020. But this year, the IMD is forecasting a below normal monsoon season, with a paltry 90 to 95% of the LPA rainfall expected for the 4-month duration of June to September. So, what exactly is the southwest monsoon? It's the primary rainy season for India, accounting for a whopping 70 to 75% of the country's annual rainfall. The monsoon's origins lie in the warm waters of the Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal, which are heated up by the differential heating of land and sea during the summer months. This, in turn, creates a low-pressure system that draws in moist air from the oceans, resulting in the majestic deluges we see across the subcontinent during the monsoon season. But now, let us turn to the historical context. Historical strong El Niño years have wreaked havoc on India's monsoon, resulting in droughts and famines that have left an indelible mark on our collective memory. Years like 1972, 1987, 1997, 2002, and 2009 stand out as particularly calamitous, with the 1876-78 El Niño being one of the most devastating in recorded history. Building on this, let's examine the current El Niño situation. The 2026 El Niño is classified as moderate and intensifying by both NOAA and the IMD, sparking concerns among meteorologists that it could rival the historic 1876-78 El Niño and cause catastrophic famines across South Asia. Now, what does this mean for India's agriculture and food security? India's Kharif crops, which are sown between June and September, are directly dependent on the southwest monsoon. Key crops like rice, maize, and soybeans are crucial for our nation's food security, and any shortfall in their output would have a ripple effect on the entire agricultural sector. The below normal monsoon raises risks of lower kharif output, food price inflation, especially in pulses and vegetables, reduced reservoir storage, water stress in the rabi season, groundwater depletion, and long-term agricultural vulnerability. What does this mean for rural incomes and consumer demand in rural India? It's a scenario that would leave many farmers and agricultural laborers struggling to make ends meet. Now, let us look at the IMD's forecast accuracy. The IMD uses a multimodal ensemble approach, which involves combining the predictions of various models to arrive at a single, unified forecast. This approach has been shown to be more accurate than relying on a single model. The IMD issues forecasts in two stages, the April long-range forecast, which is the first estimate, and the updated May forecast, which is the revised version. The May forecast has typically been more accurate, and this year is no exception. The current 90 to 95% forecast was issued in the updated May forecast cycle. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, let us examine the UPSC relevance of this topic. In the prelims section, you should focus on the key dates and numbers, including the southwest monsoon onset in Kerala, the IMD's 2026 forecast, the LPA rainfall, and the definition of a below-normal monsoon. Also, note that the IMD defines a deficient monsoon as one that receives less than 90% of the LPA rainfall, while an excess monsoon is one that receives more than 110% of the LPA rainfall. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The southwest monsoon originates over the warm waters of the Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal, driven by the differential heating of land and sea during summer. The 2026 El Niño is classified as moderate and intensifying, which could disrupt the monsoon circulation over the Indian subcontinent. The IMD forecasts a below-normal monsoon season, with 90-95% of the LPA rainfall expected for the four-month duration of June to September. The LPA rainfall is 87 cm, based on data from 1971 to 2020. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS1, Physical Geography, where you need to explain the mechanism of the southwest monsoon and how El Niño disrupts monsoon circulation over the Indian subcontinent. It's also relevant to GS3, Food Security, where you need to examine the implications of a below-normal monsoon for India's kharif agricultural output, food inflation, and rural economy. Finally, it's relevant to GS3, Disaster Management, where you need to discuss policy measures that India should activate when monsoon forecasts indicate below-normal rainfall. As we conclude this discussion, it's clear that the southwest monsoon and the El Niño phenomenon are complex and interconnected issues that have far-reaching implications for India's agriculture, food security, and rural economy. The IMD's forecast of a below-normal monsoon season should serve as a wake-up call for policymakers and agricultural stakeholders to take proactive steps to mitigate the risks associated with a below-normal monsoon.